Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear His voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father, to Jesus, the Son, and give Him the glory, great things He hath done.
Amen. You can take your Bible if you desire to come to the altar. It's open for you. Name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. From the rising of the sun unto the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised. The Lord is high above all nations, and His glory above the heavens. Who is like unto the Lord our God, who dwelleth on high? Who humbled Himself to behold the things that are in heaven and in the earth? He raised up the poor out of the dust and lifted the needy out of the dunghill, that He may set him with princes, even with the princes of His people. He maketh the barren woman to keep house and to be a joyful mother of children. Praise ye the Lord. Psalm 116. I love the Lord because He had heard my voice and my supplication. Because He has inclined His ear unto me, therefore will I call upon Him as long as I live. The sorrows of death compass me, and the pains of hell got hold upon me. I found trouble and sorrow. Then call I upon the name of the Lord. O Lord, I beseech Thee, deliver my soul. Gracious is the Lord and righteous. Yea, our God is merciful. The Lord preserveth the simple. I was brought low and He helped me. Return unto thy rest, O my soul, for the Lord hath dealt bountifully with thee. For thou hast delivered my soul from death, my eyes from tears, and my feet from falling. I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living. I believe. Therefore have I spoken. I was greatly afflicted. I said in my haste, all men are liars. What shall I render unto the Lord for all His benefit towards me? I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows unto the Lord now in the presence of all His people. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the debt of His saints. O Lord, truly I am thy servant. I am thy servant and the son of thy handmaid. Thou hast loosed my bones. I will offer to thee the sacrifice of thanksgiving and will call upon the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows unto the Lord now in the presence of all His people, in the courts of the Lord's house, in the midst of thee, O Jerusalem. Praise ye the Lord. Finally, Psalm 118. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, because His mercy endureth forever. And altogether, we will read verse 2. Let Israel now say that His mercy endureth forever. Let the house of Aaron now say that His mercy endureth forever. Let them now that fear the Lord say that his mercy endureth forever. I called upon the Lord in distress. The Lord answered me and set me in a large place. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do unto me? The Lord taketh my part with them that help me. Therefore shall I see my desire upon them that hate me. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes. All nations compass me about, but in the name of the Lord will I destroy them. They compass me about, yea, they compass me about, but in the name of the Lord I will destroy them. They compass me about like bees. They are quenched as the fire of thorns. For in the name of the Lord I will destroy them. Thou hast thrust so at me that I might fall, but the Lord helped me. The Lord is my strength and song, and is become my salvation. The voice of rejoicing and salvation is in the tabernacle of the righteous. The right hand of the Lord doeth valiantly. The right hand of the Lord is exalted. The right hand of the Lord doeth valiantly. I shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. The Lord has chastened me sore, but he had not given me over unto death. Open to me the gates of righteousness. I will go into them, and I will praise the Lord. This gate of the Lord into which the righteous shall enter, I will praise thee, for thou hast heard me and art become my salvation. 22. The stone which the builder refused is become the headstone of the corner. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day which the Lord had made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Save now, I beseech thee, O Lord. O Lord, I beseech thee, send now prosperity. Blessed be he that cometh in the name of the Lord. We have blessed you out of the house of the Lord. God is the Lord, which hath showed us light. Bind the sacrifice with cords, even unto the horns of the altar. Thou art my God, I will praise thee. Thou art my God, I will exalt thee. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Amen. Go ahead and take time and talk to the Almighty God. Worship him. Present whatever issues you have, what you have to discuss with him. Talk with the Almighty God. Give him the glory. Praise him for the victories he has always given to you. The victory has given to your family. Give him all the glory for what the Lord has done in the past, what the Lord has done in the present, and what the Lord will yet do in the future. Say, Father, King of glory, please cause me to grow more and more in you. Please guide me, Lord, and teach me to profit in the name of Jesus. Go ahead and pray. Father, I surrender myself to you, King of glory, in the name of Jesus. My God and my Father, I pray that you will cause me, Father, to grow in you. Father, to grow in grace. Father, to grow in the wisdom of the Lord. My God and my Father, guide me in everything that I will do. Guide me, Father God Almighty, to the things that I will do that will cause me to excel. Cause me, Father, to prosper in the things that I do. Let me profit, O God Almighty, in spiritual matters. Let me profit, O God Almighty, in physical matters. Let me profit, God Almighty, in social matters. Let me profit, O God Almighty, in marital matters. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Say, Father, please pour more and more of your blessings upon my life. Show me mercy. Show my family mercy. In the mighty name of Jesus, my Lord and my God, in the name of Jesus, Ancient of Days, I pray that you in every area of our life. Lord, have mercy upon us, Father. Lord, have mercy, King of Glory. Oh, Father God Almighty, show us mercy. Show us mercy. Show us mercy. Father, pour more of your blessing. Father, pour more of your blessing. Father, pour more of your blessing upon our life. Father, pour more of your nature into our life. Oh, blessed Father, want to more malika dosha kabarabarosha de gabalorende de gabarosha rara. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Say, Father, I pray that this year I will be fruitful. Father, cause me to multiply in all aspects of my life, in all aspects of my business, in my family. Cause us to multiply. In Jesus' name. Mighty God and everlasting Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father, your plan for me, O God Almighty, is fruitfulness and multiplication. I pray today, Father, that you will pour more of your mercies upon my life. Lord, that you will cause me, Father God Almighty, in my work with you, let me increase greatly. Father, let me increase greatly. My Lord and my God, in my business pursuit, Lord, I pray that let me increase and multiply in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I pray, say, Father, in the name of Jesus, this year, there is no going backward in my life. Backward in the things of the Spirit. Backward in my relationship with God. Backward in my relationship with the Holy Spirit. Lord Jesus, there is no going back. Move me forward. Let me go higher and greater. Father, I will not fall. I will not fail. I will not fumble. I will not be frustrated. I will not die prematurely. Go ahead and pray. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Say, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I cancel every demonic prediction. Every prediction of sorcerers against my life, I cancel it. I am Isa Elbuba. Call your name. And I am from the Elbubas family. Call your own. Tell your own where you're coming from and say, any prediction against this family, I cancel it. Oh yeah, go ahead and talk to the Almighty. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Thank you, Father. Finally, say, Father, my God and my Father, please fight my battles for me. Grant me victory in every battle that will come my way this year. I will overcome. I will overcome. I will overcome. I will overcome. I will surely overcome. Go ahead and talk to the Almighty. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Now go ahead and begin to worship the Lord in the Spirit, in the Holy Ghost. Pray and worship in the Holy Ghost. In the libro coroboro shendere boro corabarendere laboro. In the libro corabaraba shendere araba coriandere di andurabarabara. In the leva carabaranda nevarabro cabara de galabra de adaraba. In the libro coroba shendere bracarabarandere nara. In the lava corianda lava corianda raba corianda raba de araborian. In the lava corianda labra coraba labranda raba rabere and raba 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 raba. In the labra corianda leva corebro coraba raba raba raba. In the lava carabara de rianda raba raba rianda labra da riadara. In the lava raba randoro. O shaka labra da remocoro boco shere rianda raba raba da de le de le de le. Limba ramara ne le cabara. Rabara karabo indra masala la bandere di atala I kalabara bara 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 karele indala le kere moro shemere ne lanta le 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 bonta la la I kalabara tere moro skalere di adara ya shere ne na shia dere na na shia tere de na moro shere de de Isagala bara 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 bara. Yedere shere shere. Yanda namaza namarandiri adara. Ya tale 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 dara moro chorori adara. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. This year, the Lord will cause you to become more like Him. You will experience unusual growth. The Lord will guide you this year. You will not be in control of your life. The Lord will control your life. The Lord will lead you to the right place. The Lord will teach you to profit. You will profit spiritually. Amen. You will profit mentally. Amen. You will profit physically. You will profit maritally.
Amen.
You will profit in your family life.
Amen.
You will profit in your business life.
Amen.
You will profit in your health.
Amen.
You will not spend money in the hospital.
Amen.
The Lord will pour more and more and more and more of Himself inside of you.
Amen.
You will enjoy more blessings.
Amen.
More blessings. More blessings,
more blessings,
bountiful mercies, bountiful mercies, bountiful mercies, bountiful mercies, bountiful mercies. You have seen additions, but this year you will see multiplication. You will see multiplication. In your business, multiplication. In your marriage, multiplication. In your pursuit, multiplication. Whatever you do, you'll be fruitful in it. You'll be fruitful in all aspects of your life. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Every door of backsliding in the realm of the spirit, backsliding in prayer, backsliding in the fear of God, backsliding in the study of God's word, that door is closed in the mighty name of Jesus. I remove every reverse gear. You're not going backward. You're not going backward. In your consecration, you're not going backward. In your commitment, you're not going backward. In your soul winning, you're not going backward. This year, you're moving forward. Your career is moving forward. Your business life is moving forward. You're going higher, 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 higher. Every trap that is set ahead of you, battles always define the placement of every covenant child. Therefore, every battle that will come your way this year, you will come out victorious. You will win every battle. 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 In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Your family will enjoy the mercies of God. I pray the same way God said to Moses, when Moses cried and cried and cried, Lord, show me your glory. One would think that God will shake mountains and shake the earth. The Bible said, no, he quietly passed by. And he said, mercy and loving kindness, gracious is me. I pray for you this year and your family, mercy will speak over your lives. The Lord will be gracious to your family. You will enjoy the loving kindness of Jehovah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, King of Glory. Lord, accept our thanks. Thank you for what you have done. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. And every covenant child of destiny shout the loudest amen to the King of Glory. Well, before you rise on your feet, can you give him a clap offering and then you can rise and go back to your seats. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Just shake three people as you're going back to your seat and tell them, I am moving forward. Thank you, Lord. Lift up your two hands to the Lord and wave it to the everlasting King. Thank you, Jesus. Wave it to the Lord. Wave it to the King of Glory. Can you give me the feedback here, please? Help me with the feedback on the altar. Thank you, Lord. Amen, God. Jehovah Rapha, my provider, His grace is sufficient for me. Jehovah Rapha, my provider, His grace is sufficient for me. My God shall supply all my need according to His riches in glory. He will give His angels charge over me. Jehovah Rapha cares for me. For me, Jehovah Rapha cares for me.
Jehovah Jireh,
my provider, His grace is sufficient for me. Jehovah Jireh, my provider, His grace is sufficient for me. My Lord shall supply all my need according to His riches in glory. He will give His angels charge over me. Jehovah Jireh cares for me. For me, Jehovah Jireh cares for me. Jehovah Jireh, my provider, His grace is sufficient for me. Yeah. Jehovah Jireh, my provider,
Just maintain the move of the sound.
Never fail. Jesus is here forever. Jesus is same forever. Hallelujah.
Oh, Jehovah in heaven, we glorify your name. We bow down before you, Jehovah Nissi, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Rapha. El Shaddai, Emmanuel, the Prince of Peace, the Mighty God, our Father in heaven, we glorify your name.
Father in heaven,
we glorify your name. We bow down before you, El Shaddai, Elohim, El Gabor, El Mat. We bow down before you, blessed Jesus. I love your name. I love your name. Jesus. Blessed Jesus. There is no other name I know. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Yeah. Blessed Jesus, I love your name. I love your name. Jesus, blessed Jesus, there is none other name I know. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord for his goodness and for his loving kindness. The Lord is to be praised from generation to generation. God needs not a man to be God. He remains God, incontestable. Nobody can argue with him. He remains the eternal, everlasting God. Yes, Lord. I love you. Other men will praise the Lord. Other men will praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful work to the children of men. To the children of men, for his goodness and for his wonderful work. To the children of men, to the children of men, he has broken the gates of wrath and for the Passover your asunder. He has broken the gates of wrath and for the Passover. We praise the Lord. All the men we praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men, to the children of men, for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men, to the children. He has broken the gates of wrath and cut the bars of iron in asunder.
He has broken the gates of wrath and cut the bars of iron in asunder.
Thank you.
Turn. glorify your name
through the fire.
You're immortal God. You're invisible God. You cannot be seen with the natural eyes. You can only be seen by the eyes of the Spirit. You are here. We worship you. Where two or three are gathered in my name, I am there in the midst of them. You are invisible. You are eternal. You cannot be touched by the flesh. For they that will worship the Father must worship him in spirit. In spirit. In spirit. Worship. My soul longs for you as the deer panted after the water brook. So my soul panted after you. More of you, Jesus. More of you. In this beautiful, sweet, cold weather, you're glorious, beautiful God. I desire to be more and more and more like you. To develop more fellowship with you, Lord. Because that's the purpose for my existence. Man was created, and the only way to survive is by the breath of the Most High. More of you, Jesus. He that abides in me, and my words abide in him, I will also abide in him. I want to stay more with you. To hear more of you. In a world of confusion and busyness, that people try to find direction, but they cannot find because they are too busy to hear from you, I desire to get instruction from you. I don't just want miracles. I don't want provisions. I want the provider. I want the miracle giver. I don't just want the blessing. I want the blesser. This is my ultimate cry on this pilgrimage journey. As the
you.
I will praise thee with uprightness of heart. When I have shall learned your righteous judgment. Oh, that my ways were directed to keep to thy status. Blessed are the undefiled in the way, who walk in the law of the Lord. And blessed are they that keep his testimonies, and that seek him with the whole of their hearts. I will praise thee. I will open my mouth, the gates of my mouth, to worship you. As you open the gates of righteousness unto me, Lord, I will go into them. And I will sit in your presence and adore you. Almighty God, you don't need me. I am the one who needs you. You are still God, even without us. You don't have to do anything to be God. You are God already. Nothing can change you. Nothing can drop out of you. You remain constant. Every other thing in this life is changing. And is changeable. But you are the only unchanging one. Blessed be the name of the Lord our God. I honor you for the life of your word. Thank you, Father Jesus. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Holy Spirit. This month of fasting and waiting upon you, it is not just a religious routine. But Father, we desire you more than anything else. We desire you more than money, more than silver and gold. You are more than silver. Beautiful than gold, precious than diamond. Take possession of us. Occupy every space in our hearts. Oh, darling, we love you. Thank you for this beautiful day. Thank you for this glorious year. Faithful. Almighty, our teacher, the controller of the heavens and the earth, the eternal rock of ages, the reigning king. All men will praise you. The stones will magnify you. The mountains will declare how awesome and great you are. Even in this moment, Father, the way that defines to us how much you control the universe. Beautiful in all situations. Wave those holy hands one more time, friends. Kalabakosha kalabaradalash. Labakarabakosha. Let somebody give the Lord a big shout of praise in the house of prayer. All right, please be seated. Please be seated in Jesus' name. Wonderful Holy Spirit. How many of us want to hear God speak to us? My sons have always come most times, ask me questions. Pastor Jerry and others, sometimes they'll come and say, Daddy, please, can you show us how to hear God? And I'll sometimes say to them, just keep developing a relationship. It's a long journey. But let me try to recap all I've been sharing with us in the first, second, and third day. And then I will get into how to hear God. I say hearing from God will make you to follow God. So there is no deception in any way. You stay focused and stable in God. There is nothing like somebody coming around with false doctrine and false kind of miracles and things. And then you chase after. You know God. This is God. Then number two, hearing from God will build your faith to conquer mountains. When you conquer one degree of mountain, there are other mountains that you have to conquer. And you need to hear God to conquer mountains in every space of your life. Number three, hearing from God reveals secrets, deep secrets to you. Things that ordinary men have not known, you begin to know about them. The number four, hearing from God will settle every confusion around your family, your life, your faith, your business, because you've heard from God. And then number five, hearing from God will give you a prophetic insight into the future. And that's where we stopped yesterday, and it makes you a surprise to your generation, and nothing comes by surprise to you. Jesus said in John 16:13, when the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all truth. For he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will declare to you the things that are to come. He will declare to you, he will reveal to you the things that are to come. When men want to do certain things in order to sabotage or try to destroy what you're doing and what you've been laboring all your life, he will reveal it. He will show you ahead of time. And usually you will behave as if you don't know, but you know everything. So there will be the ones that will fall into the pit while you jump over. So your life always becomes a mystery. How is it that we have not been able to trap this man? How is it that we will not be able to trap this woman down? Because there are things that the Holy Spirit reveals to you. Then number six, the Holy Spirit, when you hear from God, it will save you from drifting away from the truth. He will secure you from drifting from the truth, which is your security. You will know the truth. Living in the truth will always be the foundation of your liberty. There are too many lies, too many falsehood in the body, too many falsehood in the church. I was told in Enugu that somebody was taking out a censor of the number of churches in Enugu, and they said there are over 3,800 churches. They have not finished counting. And then they discovered that the majority of those new churches are demonic centers. You can imagine a pastor that would dip himself inside a bucket of water, bath with his body, and tell you to drink. Imagine a pastor who will go and wee. This is happening in Enugu. Will go and wee. Wee inside bottle and give members a drink. But the reason why people are falling into those traps is because they don't hear the truth. But by God said, by their fruits you shall know them. I read of people. Jesus. A bottle of the oil in Israel is about $100. It's about $100 or so. I'm talking about, there is a part from the fragrance one. It's about $100 or so. Now, somebody in Abuja here brought them from Israel the fragrant anointing oil, and is selling them for 1 million naira. And the amazing thing is that people are running to buy. Somebody went to the bank to borrow that is going to give the money 24 hours. 1 million. A man came here and I ministered to him. He's a big man in the federal government. Big man. He came here crying. Because he had about 5 SUVs. He has duplexes. All the cars were collected by pastor and the duplexes for family deliverance. So he came to this place, and when I was done with deliverance, what he has never seen, what he has never encountered since he was born, happened in his life, and there was no collection of 1 naira. He broke down. He said, sir, how much is your charge? I said, charge for what? Go. There is no charge. Then he gave me, look at the cars. He started crying. Look at the cars. Look at the duplexes. The wife came down, started rolling, and said, this man collected that house. That one collected for family deliverance. Deliverance are never delivered.
There are many people that you are coming even under this cloud of truth. You still go to them to help you for family deliverance. And you're going no deliverance anywhere. You will know the truth. I mean, if I am coming to you and say, I am going to do family deliverance for you, you should believe me. Why? Because everything about me is a proof of God's deliverance. But somebody who is, has not delivered himself, wants to deliver you. Hearing from God will deliver you. Some people came from Onitsha last year and they went to one place in Jos here. They call it whether short, I can't remember what they told me. Whether short or now. And they went to the place. When they got to the place, they are pastors. The lady came all the way from, is it Saudi Arabia or Dubai? With her husband. So when they arrived the gate of that place, they told them, I said, fill the form. You pay, was it 50,000 fares? Then your form will be submitted to the man of God. Then you pay the number of nights you're going to stay here. You will know the truth. Can you imagine that a man of God went and pooed and brought the poo, people were eating? You say hi. Some of you probably are part of it. You are saying hi. Or have you not seen ladies who are looking for man to marry in Ghana? The pastor will lie down in the congregation and press the breast of the girls and say, the man you're looking for is coming for you now. And he'll be saying, and they'll be saying, Jesus, Jesus. Or have you not seen a pastor that is trying to remove the demon inside a lady of bad luck? And he was kissing her and drawing and the people surrounding him were saying, oh Sharaka, oh Jesus, oh Sharaka. This last day, what amazes me is the way people will still go there. Waste all their life and come back to square one. And they will become a problem and a project to the genuine ministers to start cleaning them all over. Didn't you see what happened recently? Of the mother who ate the girlfriend of her son. It was a first pastor. The son went and said, we are suffering too much. We want the end of poverty in our family. My mother has suffered too much. So he said, okay. You will need to bring a human being. And he said, who is the human being you can bring? He said, my girlfriend. So he gave a call to the girl. And the girl, I think she's in her last session in the university. 400 level after parents have suffered from childbirth. She told the parents she was going to write exam. She left. That somebody was going to coach her for the last exam she was going to write. So it was that young man who blew her and finally got a car, somehow they got to the place of that pastor, the church of that place. And in the place, they drug her. She slept. And there he gave him the pistol to use to smash her head. And while the girl was sleeping, he smashed the head. It happened a few days ago. And so he went and opened the body, removed the parts, cooked it for the mother and the child to eat. And they made one Yoruba soup. They called the name of the soup. I can't remember. I decree in the name that is above every name. I'm not talking to you of 200 years ago. I'm talking of 21st century. If you hear these things before in history, you would think, is it true? I'm talking of now. Stand on your feet and lift up your two hands. Lift up your two hands, sir. I don't know who is trailing your children. You don't know. So it is only the one who knows when you pray, he will deliver. So pray this. Say, Father, any wicked person planning against me, let their plan return back to them. Or you pray with your hands together. Let them kill themselves. Let them eat themselves. Let them kill themselves. Let them eat themselves. Let them kill themselves. Let them heal themselves. Let them kill themselves. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. I want you to hold the hand of the one person, brother or sister, in agreement. Hold that hand. Now, while you're holding, look at me. How many of you saw into closing into last year, there was an armed robbery, something that happened in a bank in Abuja? First Bank. Now, the question is, that young man who is a banker, he's already going to the senior level. What kind of greed of money will make you to go and hire people to rob the bank? And at the end of the day, That boy, I was told, that boy from the story narrated, that boy is the breadwinner. He got that job after waiting for years. He brought people. And then he said, you, I will give you 7 million. You, I will give you. But this is the way to the bank. This is the access. This is where money are kept. That's why it is always said, nothing ever happens without an insider. So you're going to pray. Now, there are two dimensions to that prayer. That young man probably has been hypnotized by somebody who saw a family starting to rejoice. Now he's collecting his monthly salary. He comes to pay the bills of the house. And they said, we will turn things against you. You will do things you never wanted to do in your life. Because if you listen to what he said, when I said the first confession, I lied. I didn't say the truth. He would have, if he was doing it, he would have held on to that lie. But he said, the truth is that I was the one who called that man. Because I saw the tattoo in his body. That's why when I'm talking here, young people, about how you appear, the way you appear is the way you are addressed. He said, I saw him with a tattoo, so I say he's a very good criminal. He knows criminals. The second part of it is, anyone from inside your life who wants to give your life to the enemy, let God expose them and disgrace them. So hold that hand. Say, number one, Father, deliver your child from every trap of deception. Deliver your daughter, wherever you are watching. Pray seriously for your life. This 21st century is full of darkness, full of wickedness. You need the light of God. You need the revelation of God to help you. Anyone that is inside, anyone that is around me, but is an agent of darkness, Father, disgrace them. Father, disgrace them. Father, punish them. Disgrace them.
In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Now lift that hand of the person you prayed, because that person you prayed with may be an enemy, let's assume. So now pray by yourself. Lord, anyone that is making enchantment to hypnotize me, Father, deliver my family, deliver my children, deliver my family, deliver my sons, deliver my daughters. And anyone that is around me, anyone that is in my family, anyone that is in my home, Father, that is plotting evil with my enemies, Father, discussing with my enemies like Judas Iscariot, Father, disgrace them, Father, punish them, destroy their altar by the power of the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. You are delivered in Jesus' name. And let somebody shout the loudest, amen, amen. Please be seated. So the Bible says in the book of Hebrews chapter 2 verse 1. Hebrews chapter 2 verse 1. Therefore, we must pay much closer attention to what we have heard. We must pay a closer attention to what we have heard, lest we drift away from it. So there is nothing like ever save, ever save. You can be born again, bubbling for God, and if you don't fight to keep the principles that God has taught you, the words of truth, you can lose them. Yes, it is true, you have walked with Jesus, you have seen miracles like Judas Iscariot. You can still lose it. So that's why he said we must pay closer attention to what we have heard. So hearing from God will save you. You know very well that David was restored when he fell, when he heard the prophet of God speaking to him. In 2 Samuel chapter 12. And that was how David was recovered. 2 Samuel chapter 12. And he broke down. That's one secret about that man I love. He wept. He didn't just try to defend his iniquity and say, well, it is between only me and God. He broke down, wept, and he turned away, creating me a clean heart and a renewed right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence. Take not thy Holy Spirit from me. One thing that is the secret of my life is your presence. I can't afford to lose it because of the desires of the flesh. I am sorry, Lord. That's why all the men that have obtained the blessings of God are men that learn to cry out for mercy. Jesus, thou Son of God, have mercy on me. So hearing from God will always save your life. It will deliver you from a Lord. This living word of God will guide you. Number 7. Isaiah 55 and verse 3. Isaiah 55 and verse 3. Incline your ear and come to me, says the Lord. So you have a duty of tuning your mind, tuning your heart, tuning your ear. Incline your ear and come to me. Hear that your soul may live. Hear. Hearing God will keep you alive. It will save you from a lot of dangers. It will guide your life and it will always give you fresh life. You see, this life that we are living in, every day you're growing, certain things are dying. Naturally, cells are also dying. So hearing from the presence of God will renew your youthfulness. You'll be getting older, but you're getting younger, fresher, and stronger. You can be walking with God for the last 40 years. And if you don't hear from God to renew yourself with Him, you can be dead and dry and think that God is still there with you. Let me give you one thing about the anointing. Those of you who read my book on the anointing, on the Holy Spirit, I've said this many years ago. The Holy Spirit, when it comes upon your life, everybody will know. But the day the Holy Spirit and the anointing is leaving you, you won't even know. So the only way you get to hear is to hear from God. Like Jesus spoke in the book of Revelation and said, where is your first love? They didn't know that they have dropped their first love. They didn't know that they have thrown it away. Until God spoke. I know your works. I know how tough you are. I know how you serve me. But one thing I have against you. They didn't know that the master had something against them. You know, there is this hyper grace message that always presents to us. God is always smiling with us. But God is not always smiling with us. There are moments that God is angry with us. God cannot smile with you when you are drifting into iniquity. It is hyper grace. They make you to feel comfortable in iniquity. They kill your conscience that pricks you to tell you you are going away from the path of righteousness. That's why you can see them, pastors sleeping with women. There is nothing. They don't feel. There is nothing. I mean, one of the ladies came to me. She's a pastor. Very elderly lady. She's about 60 something. She said to me, sir, daddy, do you know something? After years in ministry, she's one of our daughters. After years in ministry, she said, I have met pastors. But this is the first time. I'm not the only one. There are many other genuine men. But she met me and mommy in life. So she said, after understanding us, she thought I am probably also one of those men that one day I will cash on her widowhood and then befriend her. Then she discovered we were leading her on the path of the cross. And she said to me, do you know that everybody in our church, all the pastors, they have girlfriends? From the bishop to everybody. Why? Because it is hyper. You can do anything, you don't feel guilty. Conscience is dead. So that's why Paul said, in these last days, hear. Incline your ear. Listen very well. So that you will save your soul. Lift up your right hand and say, in the name of Jesus. Father, I open my heart. In the name of Jesus. Father, I open my heart. This word of God we're talking about, Jesus said, as I begin to bring us to the place of sharing with us, steps to hearing the voice of God. Revelation chapter 3 verse 20. Revelation chapter 3 verse 20. Behold, I stand at the door and I knock. If anyone hear my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and eat with him and he with me. Who will open the door? Jesus? Somebody else? Who will open the door of your heart? See, my friends. See, ministers. If God himself cannot open the heart of anybody to change the person's life, I cannot open your heart. You can sit down here and be hearing this word and your heart is closed. It's your business. Close it forever. But I knock at the door. I knock at the door. He is knocking. If anyone hears and opens, I will come in. You know, I love that. He's not only coming in to just look at you. He's coming in to relax and refreshing himself. Somebody made a very practical example and said, can you ever have a governor or a president visit your house and ask you to arrange a room for him, and that house will live in hunger that day? Is that possible? A governor will come to your house and say, arrange a room for me. And you've never had food all your life, probably. And the governor said, can you cook food for me? Would you ever lack what you eat? The presence of the governor is the presence of the economy of the land. When Jesus comes to settle in your house, that is the Creator himself. When Jesus is coming, Minister of Finance comes with him. Minister of Health comes with him. Minister of Transport comes with him. Minister of Defense comes with him. Minister of Internal Affairs comes with him. Ministers of whatever special duty, they all come. Oh my God. He said, and then I will sit down and eat. Many of us are going through what we are because the master is not sitting down eating with us. We have closed it. I will eat. I will sup with him and he with me. I will sup with him and he with me. I shared this story with us some years ago. I traveled with one of the brethren in those early days in this town. I was invited severally. I turned down the invitation, and on the third one, the Lord said to me, answer the call. So I answered the call to visit the president of the country. I went in there. Baba Solomola was alive. He was one of the people who accompanied me. So they lodged me in one of the best hotels in Abuja. I was getting prepared to go. The Lord said to me, don't wear this, just wear your slippers. I said, okay. So I didn't appear as if I was going to meet the president of Nigeria. Everybody is fighting themselves to just have a glimpse of. Got into my car, the convoy drove us. When we got to the first gate, if those of you that have been to the villa, we got to the first one, the National Guards. Some people came with their limousine, they were asked to stay out. As my vehicle came, they were giving me salutes and saying, pass. We went to the second one, the same. Finally, I arrived, the inner. Top ministers, Obodo, Jerry Gana, top politicians, we are all there. They were in the lobby waiting. So I came, arrived, and because I am the special guest of the president, while we were in the car and we're getting close, the person sitting next to me touch my tie. He said, ah! Wallahi, anointing and the kill. Ah! I wish NTA can just be showing me. So we finally got down. We passed all of these people. And the president was informed, El Buba is around. The president rushed out. And I came, stood. Remember, because I am his guest, see what Jesus said? He with me. When the master is with you, everything bows. Everything waits for you to be honored. I stepped out and I said, oh, Mr. President, how are you, sir? And he came and said, Prophet, how are you, sir? You're welcome, sir. I said, thank you, sir. Please follow me. And I followed the president. Others, we are. We've been here for past 7 hours. This man just dropped. When he is with you, you will find express access. This is the reason why we crave for him. This is the reason why we crave for his presence. If people have had 1% of the opportunities I have had, probably the governors or the presidents will be tired of them. But I do as if they don't even exist. Because the one with me is the owner of the universe. That's the one I am staying with, talking with. We eat with.
We finish from the normal, probably, the, you know, discussion, just make presentation. Then we move inside the inner room. Me and him only.
There is a level the king takes you from the general crowd to the thought phase, which you call what you call the congregation level. From the crowd level, then he takes you to the core level. That is the level only you and him. Certain things that he wouldn't discuss with others, he would discuss with you. I pray this moment for someone. This year, you will hear the Lord well. This year, the Lord will come into your life to feast with you. That's the glory. I'm not just fasting, and you're fasting and not hearing. I was invited over to a particular state. There were crises in the government. So I'm not the only preacher. There are many. But I know who I am. The moment I arrived at that state, the Lord told me, I said, you know, this is the problem of this state. And the governor heard that I have landed Yola. Ooh. Speed. Why? It is not because of my physique. It's not because I can speak Queen's English. It's not because I am a Bible decoder. It is because there is someone I am carrying. The one I am carrying is impossible for you to look down on me. If you despise me, you will come bowing down by yourself. Because it is not me. It is him that is living in me. The hope of glory. Lift up your right hand. See, I am taking you a journey. This is time with Jesus. I am not here only to give you a miracle. I'm here to make you to have the miracle giver. I'm not here to just give you on prosperity. You will have the one who makes men. What I'm telling you right now, I'm going to give you one minute. You will pray in the Holy Ghost. Don't look at your neighbor. Pray with strength. I have not been eating for several days. I think I started taking something, vegetables, yesterday evening. So, in terms of strength, some of you are more stronger than I am. But yet, I'm ministering to you with life and strength. So, I'm going to give you some minutes. Pray in the Holy Ghost. In the next 1 minute. Laga 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 laga. Lega laga roga laga laga. Shakatatatato.
Mingo lokore kala koro koro kore kere koro la ka kore kere kala koro le kere ne kere kara koro le bere de de boro koro kore kere kara bara ro kore kara boro kore kere kere kara boro re kara kore kara bara kore kara bara bara re kara koro kara boro koro koshe kere koro kasa. In Jesus' mighty name. Choose to go beyond an average believer. Hearing from God will direct you. Hearing from God will develop you. Hearing from God will defend you. Hearing from God will protect your destiny. Hear from Him. Hear! Lamarakushakara. Mandoros kelebra hakashakrose teshisasa. Mangredo koshaklabre hetoraba. In the days of my youthfulness, I can lock myself inside room, groan, roar, cry until I hear Him. You will see me on that chair, on that chair. If you are walking across the street, you will hear me groaning, crying. I want to hear you. It doesn't matter what businesses I run. I run different types of businesses, agro, whatever you want to talk about, maize, tomato, pepper. Under the directions of the Holy Spirit, said to me, slice tomato, begin to dry them, imbue. And I started making money out of it. Running my mini crusades in the villages. He told me, move from there. Begin to sell pepper. Pepper was so flourishing until one of the moments I didn't go to him because things were, we were making so much profit and I didn't go to him to hear. That year, I will not forget, we went to some places in southern Borno to buy pepper. Bamanga Tukur has messed up the market. So we're buying the villagers because of how pepper was in the previous time, how pepper became expensive. People became rich. I went by the flesh. I bought that pepper. And I didn't know they have mixed that pepper with so many other, not to the standard of what is required for export. That was how I lost everything. We kept pepper 1 year, 2 year, pepper was depreciating. Because I didn't hear him. So when I went to cry, he said, did you ask me? I stored, I did business with maize. Storage. Hearing from God what it does in your life. Hearing from God will set you in places, in power,
position you never, never dreamt it will come this fast. Even though you're a planner like I do. The word he comes with is lively. It's very sharp. Ah! Let me see if I can give you one point. My father shared a testimony many years ago. He said he was writing his PhD. And he came to a crossroad. Kalabaroshara. In his PhD in mathematics. Then he went to the Lord. Father, what do I do? So he's been praying and praying, seeking the face of God. So in that morning devotion he was having, he read the book of Exodus on how the children of Israel walked through dry ground. The water parted to the left and to the right. And a voice said to him, my son, take these numbers, put them on the left. Take this number, put them on the right. Just the way you saw the sea divided to the left and to the right. That was it. He did exactly, and that was what made him to be able to obtain his PhD. Simple instruction. I stand at the door and I knock. If any man hear my voice, any man hear my voice. My daughter was sharing with me one of the times she was writing her final exam. They were all confused. They didn't know the answer. It was a major subject that is a point of concern. And she said, after they spent time in prayer, as I usually direct and taught them, prayed in the Holy Ghost, and they just had Holy Ghost jogging. She went to sleep. The Lord came to her and showed her and said, you see, these are the answers and this is a question. These questions will come out. These are the answers. The next day, some of the prayer partners, she informed them of what she had encountered with. Exactly. Walking into the examination hall, it was what was revealed. Here are the questions. Here are the answers. He is faithful. I stand at the door and I knock. Check out your life, friends. Anytime things go wrong, you will check out. Go and sit down. You will discover he told you. You didn't hear. You will discover he whispered to you. You didn't hear. I stand at the door and I knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, in 1989, I was in a place called Kwayakusa. I took a group of brethren to go minister to students. And I was on a long fast, very long fast. While I was in that, the depths of that fasting, the Lord came to me very strong in that place. And he said, I have chosen you as a redeemer for your generation. I have chosen you as a redeemer for your generation. I have chosen you as a redeemer for your generation. Never you compromise my standard. I will use you to influence generations and direct men. Because he's always there to direct you. He will remind you of his hand upon your life. And he will tell you why you must not mess up. If any man hear my voice and open the door.
I started this great race with many believers in Christ. Many I have helped to shepherd their lives. Many that I have also seen them fall by the wayside because they refused to open the door. This evening, the Master is here because he wants to take the hand of somebody on a journey. And that's why he said in his word in 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 16 to 17. So the word that I speak to you, they are spirit. He said, therefore, all scriptures is breathed out by God and is profitable. God cannot speak to you and there is no profit. Your life does not show that there is result. There is a positive result. Profitable for teaching. For reproof. For correction and for training in righteousness. Training. Oh my God. Before we entered into the year, I think around the middle of December, I saw a video that was shown me of a young girl. I think she may be probably from Plateau, from Kaduna. She wanted to join the military, so she went for the military training, the boot camp. They made her to go through the gutters, many of them. So when they were done, they pulled her out and they said, you want to be one of the best? She said, yes. You want to be an Air Force officer? Yes. You want to be a military officer? Yes. Put your head on the ground and raise your boot up. So she placed her head like joke. Head on the ground, hands at the back, standing up with the back. So the girl did that for a few minutes, it was fine. But later, a few minutes later, she started crying. They said, shut up, yes sir. You want to be officer? Yes, sir. You want to still do it? Yes, sir. Training may not be easy, but it will bring out something great. Training in righteousness. Righteousness exalt any man. Righteousness will exalt any woman. But you must be trained in it. You must be coached. I was just looking at that young lady. I said, but she had the will, she had the power to just drop everything. I said, I'm going away. I'm not more going to be a military officer. With all the abuses, with all that she was called, she still went through it because she wants to come out as an officer. When the word of life comes into your life, it inspires you. It corrects. It cuts off certain things in and around your life, so that you can enjoy the blessings of God. Lift up your two hands to heaven this evening. Say with me, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I surrender myself to you. I want to hear you. Deal with me the way you want to deal with me. Prune me and make me. Mold me to become what you have destined me to be. Place your two hands on your head. Stand on your feet now. Kalaboroshara. By March, it'll be 30-something years in my covenant work with Jesus. I've gone through tribulations and trials that would have made me to lose my consecration and lose my glory. But one thing I can always give thanks to God is in the moments of my dark hour, His voice comes through. And He will tell me what to do. Some months ago, we lost money in business. Over 200 million naira. In the middle of that storm, I was seeking His face in pain. And He said to me, "My son, I needed to teach you a lesson. And after this lesson, I will give you greater wealth." There was no high blood pressure. What would have killed me? No blood of mine rose up because I was under His control. And He told me, He said, "See the things that will happen. They happen exactly." He will never allow you to wander in the bush for too long if you call on Him. He will come and remove you from that bush. I was in a conference in Britain. They were calling all other men of God, and the way they were addressing those of us from Africa, I was the only black man even in that meeting as a speaker. I was sitting down there praying for everybody. "Lord, I don't have to preach. Preaching is not my number one assignment, is prayer. Give me opportunity to pray for people. I don't have to be known in any way. Let me be praying man. There is no way intestines have ever died of hunger when it has done its own work." So I sit down there. I sat down. I was praying for intensively. And suddenly I heard a voice. "Son, they will know when they hand over the microphone to you whether you're a black man or you're a white man." I said, "Huh?" He said, "I said they will know whether you're a black man or you're a white man when they hand over the microphone." I said, "Daddy, what are you saying?" He said, "I'm done." So, everybody came to minister. It was my turn to minister. They gave me just about 10 or 15 minutes. As I took the microphone as usual, and I lifted up a worship to the everlasting King. In a split second, people that were sitting on the wheelchair, white men, started standing up from the wheelchair. You ask me, how did I know it's going to be? I don't know. But because He is with me, He does things beyond my explanation. The white guy stood up from the wheelchair. Another one stood from the wheelchair. Another one stood. The next thing I will see, it was my time, and I am very, very obedient when I am under leadership. When it was the time they gave me, I handed over the microphone and I said, "I'm done." They said, No, "You're not done. Just keep on moving." Just keep on. That keep on moved us to more than 1 hour. Now hear me, friends. What surprised me was all the speakers, powerful men from Holland, from Australia, the United Kingdom, from the US, and all of that, they all filed in front. And I said, what do you want me to do for you? They said, "Lay your hands on all of us." I said, "Wow. My God." Of course, I was under the influence of the Holy Ghost. I went down and started laying my hands. friends, they were all taken under the power of the Holy Ghost. I didn't know I was really a black man until when I got to the last person, I came to myself. I lay my hand on one of the white guys. I said, so I am black like this. But friends, he doesn't look at your color. It is his hand upon your life. I know. When you walk with him, you will know. Know you're by yourself. They that do know their God shall be strong, and they shall do exploits. I'm going to give you, I'm going to give you 2 minutes. Place your 2 hands on your head. Hey! You will talk to him. Lord, I want to know you more. I open my heart that I have closed and locked. I want you to direct my way and direct my path. I am ready to take corrections. I've been trying to shy away from hearing the hard truth. But dear Holy Spirit, I am here. I want to be obedient. I don't want to influence your decisions. Not my will anymore. But your will be done in my life. I don't want to walk under your will, not my way. I don't ever want to walk by the feelings of people. I want to walk by your will. Lord, I don't want to be an ordinary Christian. I want to hear you well. I want to live to do your will. What I see my Father do is what I do. What I hear my Father say is what I do. For the Holy Spirit will not speak of himself, but will speak what he hears. That's the way heaven functions. Holy Spirit, songs, dressing, my interaction with people, influence it. I surrender it to you. Thank you, precious Father. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Give the Lord a big clap offering. Be seated. I'm going to take 3 testimonies or 4. There are 2 testimonies here. If you have a testimony and you have not been given that privilege, let me see your hand. Then I will give you to be part of the people tonight. 1, 2, 3, 4. All right. Okay. Okay. Pastor Jay, take the microphone. Come, take it to Grandma, let her share her testimony. Pastor Chidi, Assistant Pastor Lot.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
You know the reason why I cannot stand because of my terrible accident in the olden days. So my test 5 go like this. In fact, let all glory and honor go back to Almighty God in the name of Jesus. So in my way to the hospital and attend me in the hospital. What surprised me is that all the operation, the first time the doctors come, I witnessed about 6 of them or more than that with the nurses around. But when continued the operation, I didn't see whether or not 2 people remain or I mean 5 or 1. But what surprised me, I did inside the bed, begin to praise the God. I begin to praise God. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
My praising God, as I continue to praise God, then I asked doctors, I say, are you afraid? I said, are you afraid how I'm praising? They said no. So then if I pity them.
Can you help the microphone there, son?